I have been notified by two or three different sources over the past short while about a developing story. Apparently, Gift of the Givers has made a media statement. I have it open in front of me, but I'm not going to read it out because the wording is nothing short of incendiary and unacceptable. But I do want to talk about the contents of the messages. It turns out that as we speak this afternoon, there is a plane on the runway in OR Tambo. A number of Gazans left the strip are stuck on the plane in Johannesburg. They have been denied the right to disembark the plane because they don't have exit stamps from Israel. So South Africa, for all its talk about Gaza and support for the Palestinian cause, apparently at this moment is not letting a group of Gazans into the country, and they are sitting on a plane. This is a developing story, literally as we speak. I'll try get more information about it during the course of the show. But just wanted you to be aware that there are a group of Palestinians unable to disembark a plane because they don't have the right documentation. The irony of that just boggles the mind. 0618951019, that is the WhatsApp line if you want to weigh in on that or any other issue this afternoon. But my next guest is on the line. Apologies for crossing late. He's Henry Shields, a UCT alumnus and a member of the UCT Renewal 2025 campaign. Lots is going on in UCT right now. It's making news pretty much daily these days. If it isn't Professor Mendelssohn, then it is something else. To explain to us what the issue of the moment is, we're going to chat to Henry Shields. Henry, thank you for being with me on Chai FM this afternoon. Henry, if you are online, please unmute because we would love to have this discussion with you this afternoon. If not, then I will talk to you about something else in the meantime. So, as I said, the delicious irony of the fact that there are a number of Palestinians on a plane on the runway in Johannesburg at ORT haven't been given, as of now, permission to disembark the plane because apparently they don't have the correct documentation. Given that South Africa found it acceptable to take Israel to the Human Rights Commission and to do whatever it is that they do on a very regular basis, the irony that they are not allowing this group of Palestinians to disembark is nothing short of mind-blowing. I am being told that Henry is on the line, unmuted and all, and able to chat to me about the goings on at UCT. Henry, good afternoon. Thanks for chatting to me on Chai FM.
Good afternoon, Simon, from a beautiful, perfect Cape Town day.
No, you're just showing off, Henry. That's not fair. Let's talk about UCT. It's a little difficult to get to the bottom of what is going on right now because lots has been going on pretty much daily for the past couple of weeks. Where are we? Is there a vote tomorrow? Is there not a vote tomorrow? Who's voting and what are they voting on? Over to you. Please clarify the situation.
Simon, can I start off by asking your listeners who are possibly UCT graduates, UCT alumni, to grab a pen because I'm going to mention something that's absolutely vital, and that is the link. That's where they need to click on in order to vote. The misconception is that the vote is tomorrow, the 14th of November. What is happening tomorrow is that it's the final date to register for the convocation meeting, which is happening on 4 December. So anybody who wants to vote, and I'm hoping that there's going to be thousands of them, has to go through three steps. The first thing you have to do is by tomorrow at the very latest, you have to click on to UCT-renewal.co.za. That's UCT-renewal.co.za, and you have to register. And it gets a little bit more complicated because you need your student number. And I just discovered, I rediscovered mine. I haven't heard it for many decades. It's nine characters. So in the case of Henry Shields, it's something like SHI and then HEN and then 001. So you'll be ANS, SIM, 00 something. It's a cumbersome process. It's difficult. Well, it's not that difficult. If you click onto that link, you then register yourself. You then get confirmation from UCT, and you then attend the meeting, hopefully. You then attend the meeting, hopefully, on the 4th of December. And at the meeting, you can vote. Now, the good news is that you can be anywhere in the world because it's a hybrid meeting. You can attend in person. They'll give you the details up on the UCT campus, or you'll be given a link, and you can attend online on 4 December, and you can vote. That's what I have to say about clearing up the confusion about the vote tomorrow. In a nutshell, the voting isn't tomorrow. The registration is tomorrow.
We're with you. So you register for the right to vote on the 4th. What is the big hullabaloo about the vote on the 4th? What are the issues and what are people voting on?
It's a very long story, but what happened in 2024 is that the Council of UCT, that's the governing body, they were presented with a resolution which was in very wide and vague language, but basically it banned anybody at UCT from having any interactions with any researcher, academic, author in Israel who had any connection with the Israeli military. So I'm going to give you an example. If you were at UCT and you'd been working with a researcher at Bar-Ilan University on a cure for cancer for 20 years, but that person had been conscripted in 1960, then you were breaking the law. It's that vague. It's an absurdity. It's too narrow, it's too wide, and that's the one aspect of it. But when it was argued in court, it went further than the vagueness and the irrationality. It went to the fact that when this resolution was put to council, there was a concealment of very important facts, and I'll tell you very briefly what they were.
Yeah.
The one is that the Donald Gordon Foundation had committed itself to 200 million rand for a neuroscience facility. Secondly, the Donald Gordon Foundation committed itself to an academic hospital. It has such a hospital in Johannesburg, and it committed itself to replicating that hospital system in Cape Town. And then thirdly, everyone's familiar with Dell computers. The Dell Foundation, Dell is Jewish, him and his wife, through their foundation, have been supporting 288 UCT students with bursaries. And the position in 2024 is that the council needed to know that if they passed this resolution, it was already very clear that all of those benefactors were going to move elsewhere. But that was concealed. The result is that people voted on the basis that it was a possibly up in the air, wordy resolution. But in fact, depending how you calculate on the follow on with the academic hospital, I'm putting a number to it that's not less than 500 million. And it's very easy to come to a billion rand if you look at the quality of benefactor that we're talking about in the form of Donald Gordon Foundation and Dell Computers, Dell Foundation. So what happened is that the head of the history department, Professor Adam Mendelsohn, who's a professor of history, he's an author, head of history, and director of the Kaplan Center for Jewish Studies, he found that he couldn't pick up the phone to Israel effectively, because he was going to fall foul of this resolution. He didn't know who he could talk to, who he couldn't, and it was illegal. He took sound legal advice, and I really do mean that. An outstanding team was put together. He was advised correctly, in my view, that the resolution was passed on an illegal basis, and the matter was heard for 3 days in the Western Cape High Court in Cape Town. I attended all 3 days, It was a fascinating hearing, and the three judges are considering the situation with a view to a judgment. The rumor says still this year.
I'm just kind of thinking what a difficult position you and those supporting you are holding, given the current political climate vis-a-vis Israel. You know, South Africa is not exactly adopting a pro-Israel stance. In fact, it's one of those that seem to be pushing the genocide line. So I would imagine their argument is, who cares about donations? We're fighting the moral high ground here, in their view.
Simon, you're absolutely correct, because their senior counsel, it was argued for Professor Mendelssohn that when you raise any resolution of any kind, and we don't need examples, you explain the costs and the benefits, you explain the merits of the resolution of anything. And he said that that exercise was not done. He emphasized that the whole process was tainted, and so the resolution falls to be set aside. But he went on to say that even if it had been processed correctly, it's irrational, because as he pointed out, the resolution did not change one single thing in Gaza, but it impoverished UCT and it harmed its reputation. That's what Advocate Fagan said on behalf of Professor Mendelssohn. Now we turn to the response was that principle is principle is principle. And if you're going to take a principled stand on anything, you don't sit down and you don't count the cost. Now, I mean, the argument there is that it cannot be rational for an institution to undermine its health and its reputation and its existence—it's irrational. But that's what he argued. Possibly because I can't think of much else that he—I don't know what else he could argue. He was floundering, in my opinion.
Interesting. Well, I'm not so sure. I think let's see what the judgment says. It'll be fascinating to follow. In terms of the campaign that you are supporting today, what kind of reception have you had from UCT alumni? Have you got the word out? Do you think you're going to be successful in getting the kind of registrations that you are wanting?
Well, the word that we now are putting out is simply this. The 2024 resolution, which I've just mentioned in some detail, about any Israeli who had connections with the military, whatever that means, that is now being upgraded or downgraded. The new resolution, I'm going to call it the 2025 resolution, is that there should be a total ban on Israel, not confined to military, not confined to anything. It's total isolation, if you like, as between UCT and Israel, irrespective. Medical research, it's been going on, loss of funding, whatever the repercussions, they want to up the ante from where it was up to a total ban. And so that, you know, that makes it yet more than it was. Bear in mind that that is being proposed at the stage when the court is busy deciding on the 2024 resolution. So, you know, whether that's contempt of court, as has been suggested, would keep us occupied longer, for more time than we have. So what is happening is that it's a difficult situation, because those who are for these resolutions, in my opinion, are very organized. I think they're extremely organized. And that's why I took the liberty right at the outset, Simon, of emphasizing that UCT-renewal.co.za, I might have put it as UCT-renewal.co.za, is something that needs to be clicked in a big way. I'm just hoping that there are listeners who would spread the word to their friends and family, who are UCT graduates. Can I also mention that, interestingly enough, I thought that a UCT graduate meant a degree, but a diploma yeah. also does it. Degree or diploma, you then qualify, you are then a member of Convocation. Convocation in round numbers has about 85,000 members, and the 2024 resolution was passed by about 90 people. Now just yeah, think of that, think of that number.
I did read that. So then let's just, because I'm out of time, so I want to sum this up, and I think it's probably worth repeating that you started this off correctly by saying UCT-renewal.co.za is the link you need to follow in order to register it to be able to vote, but that has to be done by tomorrow. That then will entitle you to vote on the substantive issues that will be brought before convocation on the 4th of December. I think that's correct. And we leave it there. Henry Schild, thank you so much for the discussion this afternoon.